This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. Well, for most students, a medical education is all-consuming. All the more reason that there's a need to find time for your art. And here with more on this is Karen Howard. She's a fourth-year student in the MD-PhD program at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you.
So, obviously, you and your fellow medical students have felt that there's something else to life than just studying medicine. So you've engaged in some kind of a very interesting undertaking. Tell us about it.
Well, this is the first campus I've been to where I've noticed that there isn't an art club for students, or at least a creative outlet. There used to be a photography club. There isn't one anymore, and I felt that an art club here at Upstate would really benefit the students, so I decided to start one.
So you have an art club you've begun, but are you an artist? Is this something you've been doing throughout your life?
Yes. I specialize in comics myself. I love illustrated storytelling. But there are so many other students on campus who just love to paint, who love watercolors, who love colored pencils. There's a huge variety of art talent at Upstate.
So this was really a need that you met.
Yes.
How many students are involved at this point?
There are around 30 students, and they are from all four colleges at Upstate, so not just the medical students.
So you've got the health-related sciences and all of that. Well, that makes sense. I mean, art cuts across everywhere.
Many
people can be artists and are artists. And recently you just had a show.
Yes. It was our first show, and I was very proud of everyone how it turned out. Since we were a new club, we weren't sure how many people would have work ready for it. But we had the month of April in the Health Sciences Library. 12 students had artwork to show, and some people had, for example, one piece, and some people had four or five. So we had a large variety of works with multiple different media. There were painters, watercolors, photographers. It was great.
And you had clay as well?
Yes.
Pottery? And
we had a sculpture artist.
Wow. So how does it that someone who's so engaged, you're obviously in a very intensive program, it's MD-PhD, so it's a long haul there.
Yes.
How do you find time, or do you find time, to do this?
Well, I like to think that if something's important to you, you make the time for it. And I think I would be less of a scientist, less of a doctor, if I decided to cut this part out of my life. And so I just blame good time management skills.
That's always the answer, but not all of us have it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I guess the other question I have for you is, what role do you think that your art plays overall in your life? I mean, does it inform you as a scientist or as a physician? Will, you know, someday as a doctor? I mean, how do you see the role that it plays?
Well, I think part of being an artist is learning to see. That's what they call it. And artists generally have very good observational skills, which I think are essential to being a good doctor and a good scientist. So I'll have to say, in that respect, art really helps my career.
Do you also think that it gives you a time to maybe be more reflective?
Oh, yes.
Or more introspective,
mm-hmm.
perhaps, than just focusing on kind of getting tasks done?
It brings you down to earth, helps you connect with other people. That's a big part of sharing your art and helping other people make art, making your own art. It definitely reminds you that you are human and you are not a medical machine.
So it's a humanizing experience.
Yes.
And I think too often things like art and music or the arts in general are seen as frivolous sometimes and not seen as important in kind of the development of a whole person or of a culture for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really great that you've seen the need for this and you've provided an outlet. So very briefly, in the little time we have left, do you meet on a regular basis? How does this club work?
Well, we just got a room. So I'm going to hopefully start regular meetings, start art projects. We meet at cafes or the libraries, that sort of thing. But
so do you think you work collaboratively at any point with some of these other kids?
We have done that before the art club. If you look at Mani Yayavi and the wonderful anatomy portraits that he did, there's a lot of collaboration, yes.
So it has, like you said, it's an opportunity to work together. It's an opportunity to be human. It's an opportunity to express yourself. It sounds like overall it's been a very important addition to this campus.
Exactly. I hope so.
Well, I appreciate it. I applaud you for doing it. And thank you so much for coming in, sharing your story, and good luck in your program.
Thank you very much. Good luck in your art.
I'd love to see some of your comics sometime. My guest has been Karen Howard. She is a fourth-year medical student in the MD-PhD program at Upstate Medical University who's just started a very important art club on campus. Thanks again, Karen,
for
coming in. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.